of University City to order at 6:31. Ms. Pum, would you please call the roll?
Mr. Price said he'll be late. Ms. Carr? Mr. Kraft?
He will be here. He's running late, too.
Mr. Crowe? Mr. Glickard? Mr. Sharp? Mayor Welsh?
Here. Thank you very much. Before we begin the meeting tonight, I would like to mention passing of Frank Hankin. Frank was our municipal judge for the past 20 years. He served our city well, and he passed away last week, and I just wanted it to know that I am putting in the record, and others may also, to say we have appreciated his service to the city, and I look forward to doing something more formal at a future meeting of his council when his daughter Lee can be with us. We now move on to the approval of the agenda. Does anyone have any items to add to the agenda? Ms. Carr?
I'd like to add a committee report. It probably should be in every meeting until we finish our work under council business. And so that would be the committee on employee evaluation forms.
Thank you. Any other additions, Mr. Kraft?
A point of information. Don't we have a liaison report section in the agenda already? Maybe I don't see anything on my agenda packet about a well, actually, tell me what the item is, maybe, rather than just what are we talking about?
Apparently, there were some people that wanted to discuss the evaluation forms, and after we kind of cleared that up, because it never came before the committee, it occurred to me that since we are a standing committee or a committee in progress, that we should be giving a report on what we've done at every meeting.
Are there any other additions to the agenda? Mr. Kraft, did you lean forward with a purpose?
No, I'm just got off an airplane. Well, if it's so, my understanding, this is just a report. There's not any discussion. There's not any votes. It's just a simple report, and then we move on. I have no objection to that.
Thank you very much. If there are no further additions or changes to the agenda, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended? Mr. Glickert moves. Mr. Sharp seconds. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. We have no proclamations for this evening. Is there a motion to approve the minutes of the June 24th, 2013 special session? Mr. Sharp moves. Is there a second? Mr. Glickert, is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. Is there a motion to approve the minutes of the June 24th, 2013 City Council regular session? Mr. Sharp moves. Is there a second? Mr. Crowe seconds. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, Ms. Carr?
I have a couple of items. Let's see. Probably the most important is on the attachments. Let's see. After the letter from Mr. Olander, there were minutes that were on the back of that and should have been attached to this. So I have a copy here, Ms. Pum, if you need another copy. They were on the back of the other. So I'd like to make sure that they were also attached.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. There are no appointments tonight, but we do have a swearing in, Ms. Dorothy Davis, to be sworn into the library board. If you could please come up to the podium.
I, Dorothy Davis.
Do solemnly swear that I possess all the qualifications.
I solemnly swear that I will possess all qualifications.
And I'm not subject to any disqualifications.
And it's not subject to any disqualifications.
Named in the charter for the office I'm about to assume.
Named in the charter of the office which I'm about to assume.
That I will support the Constitution and the laws of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution and the laws of the United States.
And the state of Missouri.
And the state of Missouri.
And the charter and ordinances of University City.
And the charter and ordinances of University City.
And I will faithfully and conscientiously discharge the duties of the office.
And I will faithfully and conscientiously discharge the duties of the office.
I'm about to assume.
I am about to assume.
With impartiality and justice.
With impartiality and justice.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You want to come up here and sign these?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Mr. Carl Seltzer was sworn into the library board in the city clerk's office. We now move on to the citizen participation portion of our agenda. I will be calling up any residents or others who would like to speak on non-agenda items. I would ask that you limit your talk to 5 minutes or less, that you identify yourself and give your address when you come to the microphone, turn the microphone on when you come up and off when you leave. With that, first speaker is Mr. Jackie Womack.
Good evening, City Council. My name is Jackie Womack. I live at 7300 Ahern. I'm going to make this my last time to come here and talk about this foolishness with this Human Rights Commission. This is it. I really came here to say something a little different, but I think I, in the back of my mind, I have some unanswered questions. I'd like to ask you, Mr. Walker, did you know about that May meeting with Schnooks?
You didn't know? Mr. Walker, we do not have back and forth during this portion of the agenda. You can ask the question, and Mr. Walker can be back in touch.
I understand, but he shook his head. Did you know, Mr. Kraft?
Point of order.
All right, okay. My next question would have been, do anybody know? I didn't get a chance to know. I went and got the agenda. This is the June agenda. Nothing is in there. Nothing. Not on the May meeting or the meeting they plan to have this Friday, which is the 11th of July at 4 o'clock in this building on the second floor. So far, it has not been posted. I haven't gotten an email, not a phone number, not nothing. So I'm trying to figure out how can you have a meeting. I'm the secretary. This has been going on for quite a while. I'm not going to rehash and go back. I think you guys sitting here got a pretty good idea of what's going on. The only thing I come up with now is, I guess they didn't want me at the meeting, and we have a secret meeting. That part bothers me, why I was just excluded from the meetings. I could go on a little bit further in it, but I have only 5 minutes, and I thank you guys for listening.
Thank you. The next person is Miss Kathy McGinnis.
We on? Okay. My name is Kathy McGinnis. I'm a resident of UCity and currently serving as the chair of the Human Relations Commission.
Could you give us your address, too, please?
Address is 7361 Stanford. I'm here to give you some information because I know at the last meeting and also at this meeting there's been some discussion about the Human Relations Commission and our initiative with Schnooks. This started because one of the members of the Human Relations Commission went to Schnucks to buy some produce. The piece of produce he had was not of good quality, was not kept in water, the same way it is at other Schnucks stores. He went to the assistant manager, said to her something about the asparagus, and then said, is this because this store is in a black community? Is that why the quality is this way? She said to him, I certainly hope not. He said to her, I'm a member of the Human Relations Commission. Here's my contact information. Could you get back in touch with me? He came then to the May meeting of the Human Relations Commission, and he told us about this incident. The commission said to him, we're glad you did that. Go ahead, pursue it, see where it goes. He did not hear back from the assistant manager, so he called the manager, who would not talk to him. He called the person that above the manager, I don't know whether it's regional manager, whoever it is, would not talk to him. Then he wrote a letter to Scott Schnucks. I think you all have seen that letter. The letter, after he wrote that letter, the store manager got back to him and said, I would like a meeting. We need to meet. So that was Mr. Olander, the person from the commission. He called me and said, would you be willing to come to that meeting too? I said, yes. We called one of the other members of the commission, Charmaine Glenn, asked her if she could come. Her work schedule permitted her from coming. We contacted Ms. Williams, who is our liaison person with the city administration. She came to the meeting. We contacted Mr. Walker, invited him to the meeting. He could not come. He was on his way out of town, I think, to New York. The meeting was the manager, the assistant manager from the Schnucks store on Olive, as well as somebody from their PR communications department, and Ms. Williams, Mr. Olander, and myself. Ms. Byrne from the U-City Chamber of Commerce also came to the meeting. I'll take responsibility for not inviting the entire commission to the meeting. I did that for two reasons. One is I've been trying to get members of the commission involved in the different thing. We're doing a number of different projects, different people involved in different projects. So I was not involving everybody in this one meeting with Schnucks. The other thing is, I thought if all seven of us showed up at a meeting, the people from Schnucks might see that as a show of force and might view it as or perceive it as adversarial, and that was not the tone that we wanted to set with the meeting with Schnucks. The meeting ended up being very cordial, and we were very frank and sort of shared with them some of our own experiences in the store as well as what we had heard from a number of other people about that particular Schnucks store. The reason we felt this was a Human Relations Commission issue was because we said to them, we feel that the people that go to the U-City Schnucks should feel as valued and respected as the people that go into the Ladue Schnucks store, and we don't feel like that's the case right now. They were very open, very willing to discuss, and very cordial about it. I have to say, I feel like this can really be a win-win situation. I feel like if Schnucks is willing to make some changes, they might benefit by getting more customers, and the community would benefit by people feeling more respected when they go into that store. That's what I wanted to share with you. Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to do that.
Thank you very much. Mr. Tom Sullivan.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Tom Sullivan, 751 Syracuse. Just a few things I'd like to mention regarding MSD, since they're going to have the meeting tomorrow. Two of the big issues that MSD constantly brings up about the River Depair is, one is it's not our responsibility, and the second one is, well, we don't have any money to do anything. As far as their responsibility goes, you can just look at the first sentence in the MSD charter, and it says in there, one of the purposes of MSD is to provide for adequate drainage facilities. So I don't know how they figure that somehow that's not their responsibility, especially when the entire system is within MSD boundaries. That was the whole idea of forming a district-wide sewer district, is because a lot of these problems, like with the river Depair, they often go across boundaries. If you go back to the 80s, the MSD had a different attitude. For example, here's an article from 1988 in the Post-Dispatch, River Depair cleanup to begin next week. A cleanup of the River Depair from Gravel Avenue to the Mississippi River to alleviate a mosquito problem will begin next week. And it goes on to say that they're going to clear 12,500 feet of brush in the channel. So then if you fast forward to 2008, all of a sudden you have Jeff Thierman, the executive director, saying that somehow the property owners, the homeowners, it's their responsibility, and they own the part of the River Depair, which was, all I can say, that's rather a bizarre thing to take, especially when you look at their past policy on it. Second thing has to do is, oh, we don't have any money. The sewer district is just swimming in money. They're taking in hundreds of millions of dollars. They've taken in billions just from the fact that they've raised rates without voter approval. This Thursday, we're going to have an MSD board meeting. There'll be about $35 million in no-bid consulting contracts on the agenda. Previous meetings, the record, I think, is $48 million. It's just one meeting for consulting contracts. They spend huge amounts of money on themselves. They're the most overpaid people ever. The Post-Dispatch once had did a survey. They found that the top management of MSD was paid about 31% better than comparable management positions. And then you have Jeff Thierman, who's certainly one of the most inept executive directors ever. He was the guy who was addressing you several years ago. Well, he retired earlier this year, and he's now collecting a pension. I think he's 55 years old. He's collecting a pension, nearly $100,000. He's going to be. They paid him $50,000 for unused sick days, and now he went to work for somewhere else. By the time he's 65, he will probably collect $1 million or so in pension payments. So the idea that they don't have money is just absurd. It's just they want to spend it on other things. This matter has been going on in University City for 40, 50 years. Obviously, you can't fix it all at once, but certainly, if they would put some of the money that they have toward it, it would certainly begin to alleviate the problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Babette Patton.
It's on. Okay. Babette Patton, 7901 Glenside Place. One of my concerns, I was at the commission, the meeting last Monday with everyone, the council meeting, and what I don't want to see, and I don't think any of us want to see who are in that five-year flood zone, I don't want to see you all wait and lump the five and the 10-year people together. The people that are in the five-year flood zone need to be addressed. I see a lot of posturing going on. I need for all of you, and I think all of us need for all of you to be focused on us, focused on our safety, focused on our health. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. We have no public hearings scheduled for tonight. We have nothing on a consent agenda. We now move on to the city manager's report. Mr. Walker.
Madam Mayor, members of council, under the city manager's report, I wanted the Director of Public Works and Parks to briefly clarify some information that was presented at the last council meeting regarding street sweeping.
Madam Mayor and council, just to clarify one of the issues on street sweeping, it was indicated that Parkview Gardens was being swept numerous times, twice a week. And just to clarify, we have a street sweeper twice on each street. One time we do the north side of the street or the west side of the street. We have no parking signs restricting parking. And that's on a Wednesday. And then on the following Friday, we go back and sweep the other side of the street. And we put there's no parking signs on that side so that we have a clean sweep. So we are doing sweeping once. When I first came here, we were doing
those streets every week. And back in July of 12, I had made a recommendation to try doing it every other week. My staff was wondering, why are we sweeping these streets this often? And so we said we'd do a trial run for 90 days or 3 months and see what kind of reaction we got, if there was any additional trash. And there was only one complaint from Mr. Sullivan, and basically the streets aren't any dirtier than they were before. We continued that into this year, and we do it from March till October. So the amount of sweeping is twice a month per street.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Walker? Ms. Carr?
I have a question of Mr. Wilson. So the decision was made in July of 12, not July of 13, as written on the...
That's correct. I made a mistake. I'm used to typing 13 right now.
Just so I understand.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Wilson. Mr. Walker.
First item under the city manager's report is the site plan review application for 8351 Delcrest Drive for a new building to be used as a daycare preschool facility. Staff is recommending approval with conditions.
Is there a motion to approve? Mr. Crow, is there a second? Mr. Glickert, is there any discussion?
Just a quick question.
Mr. Glickert.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I was just wondering, the new building going in, it is great. Is or was it influenced by the apartment development across the street?
Madam Mayor, through to Councilmember Glickert, I really can't answer that question.
Is there somebody here that could?
Perhaps the developer can.
Could you please give your name and address, please?
Preston Amos, 6 Booga Lane, which is in Frontenac, Missouri. It was not designed in any way with that building. It's actually a prototypical design that our tenant uses in multiple locations. And it's meant to be more of a home-like structure than a commercial facility.
Okay, let me restate my question. That's fine. I just wanted to know if when you were looking to put the prototypical building in, as you say, in this case, Sunshine Nursery and Preschool, did the apartments that are going in across the street weigh in on your decision to put this facility in this particular location?
No, they didn't.
Okay. So, not to pry, but could I ask...
Sure.
Why did you pick that site? Obviously, there's some central location factors there, but is there anything else that you would feel free to share with us?
Sure. There are a lot of reasons that go into site identification, but particularly we like the proximity to Clayton. We like the proximity to Interstate 170. We feel Delmar is a major artery that's going to take customers in and out of all different areas of the city, pretty much everything east of 170. So we don't feel that our customer base is tied to a certain geography, and it's almost arbitrary where your customers will come from. We feel the density, the location, the proximity to 170 and that interchange is valuable. And then the multiple points of access into Clayton, we think, is very valuable.
Thank you.
Sure.
Any further discussion? Thank you. Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. Mr. Walker.
Second item under the city manager's report is the IT, the information technology contract to provide professional services to University City. Staff is recommending renewing the IT contract with Tech Electronics for 1 year for a placement employee at $90,780 per year and additional as-needed services at $68 per hour. I would point out to Council the reduction in expenditures since 2010 that we've had for information technology. We continue to bear down in reducing our expenditures while providing services to our relevant departments.
Thank you. Mr. Walker, could I ask you to move your microphone up? We're having a hard time hearing you. Is there a motion to approve? Mr. Sharp, is there a second? Mr. Glickert, is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you. Mr. Walker.
Third item under the city manager's report is the charitable solicitation permit for the fund for the public interest. Staff is recommending approval.
Is there a motion to approve? Mr. Crow, is there a second? Mr. Glickert, is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you. Mr. Walker.
Last item under the city manager's report is the annual order for police uniforms. Staff is recommending the award be made to Leon Uniform for their bid of $41,848.
Is there a motion to approve? Mr. Sharp, is there a second? Mr. Price? Mr. Price or Ms. Carr? Mr. Price, okay. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. We now move on to the council reports and business section. We have two appointments needed. Mr. Price has an appointment to the Parks Commission, and I have an appointment to the Board of Appeals. In connection with my appointment, I will say I am looking for an engineer, civil or structural, who would be willing to serve on this board. And I have been calling engineers I know in this town, but if anyone knows of an engineer in University City who would be willing to serve, I would ask that they contact me. It is not a board that meets a lot. It only meets when our building commissioner is contested, one of his rulings. Are there any liaison reports from boards or commissions to which we liaise? Ms. Carr?
I would like to, again, address the Human Relations Commission. I thank Ms. McGinnis for coming to speak to us. And I note that now in the amended minutes, there is a provision that says that the commission authorized Mr. Olander to continue. So I listened to those minutes today. I did not find those, but there's a very brief section that I would like you to listen to. I think it's important to understanding this. I'm concerned, unless Mr. Walker says it's a go, that we're still having these meetings, but I'll let you listen to the meeting from May 16th, the first discussion or mention of the problem at Schnucks. Can't hear? Essentially, there was no discussion about what to do, at least not while this meeting was going on. I will be glad to provide the audio for the council to listen to. Mr. Olander said he didn't seem particularly angry, but let me not interpret someone's take on it. He said he just, was exploring the situation, but the commission did not discuss how to move ahead or whether to move ahead. The meeting was adjourned, and the staff liaison had a question, but she took herself off of the audio. And so from there, I don't know what happened, but I still have questions. I want Schnucks here in University City. That's the bottom line for me. I have a difficult time making the correlation between bad asparagus and racial behavior. For instance, the Schnucks where I shop, which is in Ladue because I live right over there, often has bad cucumbers. I don't draw any inference from that other than they're not doing a good job of culling their vegetables. I think that that if we do need to have a conversation with that Schnucks, certainly if they're not keeping their parking lot clean or if they have code violations, that's one issue. I find it difficult to tell them how to set up their displays. And I think that simple requests and simple recommendations from individual customers go a very long way. I know that most stores in University City will special order things for you or make adjustments if you note that the vegetables are poor. I have some real hesitation, so I will send this audio to each of the council members. And for those that don't have a way to listen to it, I would be glad to let you listen to it after the meeting, if you would like.
We now move on to Board and Commission Task Force minutes. You should have those minutes in your packets. And now other discussions business. We're looking for a committee report. Ms. Carr.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This is a report on the Committee on Employee Evaluation Forms. Just to note, neither of our employees has been evaluated in over 18 months. That was one of the reasons this committee was formed, was to take a look at the forms by which we would be evaluating them. Mr. Walker sent his one-page evaluation form to the council as requested by the mayor at the June 10, 2013 study session on June 11th. This form was recently developed to evaluate his top-level personnel, his department directors, who typically make over $90,000. This form is yet to be used. I discussed the questions with Mr. Walker and asked him to participate in making some suggestions on wording and format. He agreed, but the flood and other projects intervened. A couple of weeks later, he responded in an email with essentially the same strongly worded statements made during the study session. So you might want to review what was written in the minutes. I asked him again if he would participate by suggesting amendments in content and changes in format, but he appeared satisfied with his position, and I told him I would be passing it along to the council and gave him another opportunity, but he did not respond to that. The committee met last Tuesday on July 2, 2013. We briefly discussed the city manager's position and decided the easier form to tackle was the city clerk's form. Ms. Palm, would you please pass out those forms?
Point of order. We don't have those forms in our packet. It's not on the agenda. I have no problem listening to a report, but this is not a time to be. How many pages are in that form? Yeah, really, there's to discuss a 17-page, surprise. When we said what was going on the agenda, it was we're going to listen to a report, and I think the report's great. I'm glad we're hearing the report. But a 17-page document, it's not an emergency. It can wait till another meeting or another study session, or we can call another meeting. So my point of order is that that those are out of order and are not part of today's meeting.
Ms. Carr, can I ask you what you are planning to do? We have all had these forms already. Can I ask what we're planning to do?
I was just passing out the form so that you could see what we had done. No action is required on the form. However, I did submit this agenda item on Friday to the city manager. And that is 24 hours notice, and I was told that because the city clerk was out of town that it couldn't get on the agenda. So it isn't a last-minute surprise. This is Mr. Kraft or Madam Mayor, if you choose not to take the forms, you can find some way to pick them up. However, it is a part of my report that you receive the form.
Just point of information. Did anybody send me this form by email or by police courier?
Mr. Kraft, we had received this form for the study session that was held in June.
No.
This is a new form.
This
was an old form. I will say I had thought we were having a study session on this issue today. I was told that the study session was canceled at the request of a member of council. I think this is our discussion of our employee forums, I feel it's better in a study session. Can I ask, Mr. Glickert, you had a study session on the agenda that disappeared. Can you, before we proceed, I'd like to find out how we went from a study session where the council would be discussing our employee forums to this session. Can
Let me ask a question of my colleague, Ms. Carr. You just said that you were going to receive. Are we going to have any discussion further on that? Okay. With that in mind, what I would propose is that we receive these documents that the committee put together, okay? And I'll motion that we have a study session next Monday at 6 o'clock, in which by that time you'll have time to fully digest the city clerk's evaluation form and to pursue the city manager's form that has been passed out to us and we have seen, and there seems to be some general favorableness to that short form. So the study session encompasses looking at the city clerks and the short form next Monday at 6 o'clock.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Before we vote on that, could I ask if there's consensus on the council that Ms. Pum can hand out the forms that Ms. Carr provided with the understanding we're not talking about them tonight, in any case, no matter how the next vote goes. Is there consensus? Okay. Mr. Kraft, will you withdraw? Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Madam Mayor, I would like to answer your questions.
Point of order.
It's a discussion of the motion.
I have a motion and a second. So this is the any further discussion.
Point of order. The person who made the motion gets to speak first.
Thank you, Mr. Kraft. I would ask Mr. Glickert, would you like to speak before Ms. Carr speaks?
I have nothing further to state, so I yield to Ms. Carr.
Ms. Carr.
I think that it might be a good idea to have a study session. But the way I found out about the study session was when I called Mr. Walker and asked him what was on the agenda on Wednesday afternoon, he informed me that there was a study session. And that study session involved a committee which I'm the head of, and I knew nothing about it. So I called my colleague, Mr. Glickert, who is on the committee, and I called my colleague, Mr. Sharp, because I was told that they put this on the agenda. I was also told, when I called Ms. Pum, she informed me that this was proposed on Monday. We met on Tuesday. On Tuesday, there was no mention to this committee. We met for nearly an hour and a half. Not a mention of the short form, not a mention of the study session, which is why the study session was taken off. I believe that the committee was at least due the courtesy to be informed, but more than that, we are the committee, and we weren't apprised by anyone that there was a preference to do anything. So it could have been any one of you can attend these committee meetings. Any one of you can pick up the phone and say, you know, I would like you to consider this. None of that happened. So while I don't object to the future study session, I don't understand exactly what's happening. I don't understand why we had a meeting for an hour and a half and there was a failure to convey to the other two members of this committee that there would be a study session, that it had been proposed, and what it was about. And we did talk about the short form, but there was not a mention. So I have to feel that that there's I don't know if duplicity is the right word, but something doesn't exactly feel right. And after we vote on this, I'd be prepared to give the rest of this report. Thank you.
Does anyone else have anything to say?
Mr.
Price, then Mr. Walker.
Yeah, just a clarification. The short form, was that sent out?
I believe Mr. Walker sent it out after the request during the council meeting. I don't remember. We requested that it be distributed to members of council in June. I saw it at the meeting where Mr. Walker presented it to us in June. Mr. Walker, could you respond to that?
Two things, Madam Mayor, through to Councilmember Price. At one of the council meetings, I was asked for a form that I use or will be using for the evaluation of department heads. And it's a short form, and I did distribute that to council. I can provide another.
So that wasn't emailed, right?
Yes, but I can provide another copy if you don't have it. But that was on the council. That's number one. Number two, I'd like to address the comment regarding the council agenda. An email was sent out to all council members on Wednesday. Everybody will remember that last week was a short week. Thursday was Independence Day. Everyone was advised the city clerk would not be in the office on Friday. I would remind council members that under previous administrations, there were assistant city managers, assistant clerks, this and that. On a day like last Friday, who's going to put all these things together? We had sent out and requested that council agenda was going to be sent out on Wednesday, which was done. Friday, who's around here to do all of these things? And we don't have assistant city managers. We don't have assistant city clerks. The city clerk is on vacation. She's entitled to a day off, I believe. So the material was not added because who's going to do it? You want the city manager running around copying things, doing this and that other kind of thing? I don't think so. I get paid to do things other than that. That's my only comment.
Ms. Carr?
Mr. Walker, you're absolutely right, and I did agree to add this, but as you will note, my esteemed colleague, Mr. Kraft, strongly objected to the addition of this and objected even to providing you with the information as a result of this report. So I don't know. I can go with the flow, but I'm not going to take these personal attacks when I try to do this. If someone had not put this on the agenda, and do you have a problem? If somebody had not put the study session on the agenda and failed to inform the committee, not me, but the committee, there would be no issue. We probably would have had the study session. So, Mr. Walker, I appreciate the fact that there are not assistants and associates, but I'm also trying to keep the 24-hour rule in mind, and I'm also not going to sustain abuse because I had to add this late because we don't have assistants and associates.
Before we move on, I would just like to mention a number of things. I do want people to know City Clerk Joyce Pum did send out two emails reminding us of the Wednesday deadline. I would like all of us to keep in mind that I don't think there would be, to keep in mind that late adds to the agenda that cannot be posted by the city clerk at this point, if they are not of an emergency nature, I would encourage all of us to ask whether it could wait until the next meeting. I will remind everyone that any of us can put study sessions on the agenda for whatever discussion. I don't know the history of this one, but anyone can. And I would also like to respectfully remind everyone, I didn't appoint ahead of that committee, but you did offer to convene it, and I appreciated that. But I did not mean that the convener was running the commission. I'm hoping that the members of this subcommittee, as in all our subcommittees, can work by consensus and get things moving. And I'm grateful for all the work you're doing, and I look forward to voting on this motion, hearing the rest of your report, and moving on. So, any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion to hold a study session on Monday, July 15th at 6 p.m. to discuss the evaluation forms of the council's two employees, the city manager and city clerk, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. Ms. Carr?
Let's see. The committee met last Tuesday. We briefly discussed the city manager's position and decided the easier form to tackle was the city clerk's form. All members participated in the development and wording to your point, Madam Mayor. All members. Amendments were made to the form in line with the suggestions made at the study session. Removing certain questions and incorporating those goals developed from the last evaluation and those additional goals that have been agreed upon by the Council in September as brought forth by Council Members Glickert and Crow. The scale was also changed to a 5-point scale. The form is now in front of you. I believe there's some redundancies which you may want to evaluate and let us know over a period of time. We briefly discussed Mr. Walker's provided form and no Council member appeared to be in favor of that approach. Of the three of us sitting there at that committee meeting. Mr. Glickert mentioned the comprehensiveness of the longer form. Because Mr. Glickert has greater credibility with certain council members, I asked him to take a look at what we had and see what he might produce at the next meeting. We will schedule another meeting to take place as soon as possible to work on the performance evaluation form for the city manager. Respectfully submitted.
Thank you very much. And could I just ask that when the next meeting is scheduled that all council be notified in case other people do want to attend, because if others chose to attend, we would have to post it. I guess it's already posted, but so they know. Okay. If there's no other discussion, we have no unfinished business tonight. We have no new resolutions. We now move on to Bill number 9184. Who would like to introduce? Mr. Glickert introduces. Ms. Pum, may we have the first reading?
An ordinance approving a final plat for a minor subdivision of a tract of land to be known as re-subdivision of Unit 6 of 73464 Forsyth Boulevard Condominium, part of the survey and condominiums plat of the tract of land being lots 27, 28, 29 in the west 10 feet of lot 26 in block 4 of Northmore subdivision.
Thank you very much. We now move on to Bill number 9185. Who would like to introduce? Mr. Sharp. Ms. Pum, may we have the first reading?
An ordinance to establish a procedure to disclose potential conflicts of interest and substantial interest for certain municipal officials.
Thank you very much. We now move on to Bill number 9186. Who would like to introduce? Mr. Price introduces. Ms. Pum, may we have the first reading?
An ordinance adopting two new sections of the Municipal Code of the City of University City, Missouri, establishing commissions on senior and youth issues and providing for the appointment of members to each commission.
Thank you very much. Mr. Kraft?
Right. I'd like to ask, just have some questions about 9186, if that's okay.
Please go ahead.
It's my understanding that our current city attorney has not looked at this ordinance. Is that correct?
Madam Mayor, through to Councilmember Kraft, that's correct. The previous city attorney did draft the ordinance. There were the only substantive change related to the composition of membership. If I'll recall, all council members asked that they have an equal voice with respect to appointments. But I would suggest that council give this first reading and that I will review the proposed ordinance with the current city attorney prior to final adoption.
Well, if it's okay, there's some specific issues with this ordinance, just that I mean, since if we write the ordinance, we're going to have to make it work. Maybe there's some specific points that when the city attorney reviews it that we need to go over. The first one is, we each get, every council member gets one appointment, is my understanding. And it's kind of interesting the way they're put together. It says each council member shall appoint one youth between the ages of 14 and 21. And each council member shall also appoint a second commissioner member, either youth or an adult. Theoretically, we could end up, just theoretically, but we could end up with 14-year-olds on the commission. I think we ought to think about this. I mean, I certainly respect the idea that we have youth on the commission, But 14-year-olds, maybe a bit extreme. Maybe we want to kind of relook at that. So, I mean, that's my first concern. Then there's some wording issues here that just, I think, makes it, I don't think it works. Council appointments shall be made each July or August. Well, I mean, does that mean that we have to wait till July and August before we make an appointment? I mean, there's no other commission that I know of that specifies in its ordinance what month the appointments are actually made. So I think that kind of that ties our hands. I mean, basically, if there's an opening on the commission, then you got to wait till July or August before you can make another appointment. So I think that's just a wording flaw. I mean, it's unusual. I haven't seen it on any other boards. The real one that's the most of concern, well, I mean, the commission shall organize by electing one of its council-appointed members as chairperson. Now, I just give as an example here, this is the well-known Human Relations Commission. The commission shall consist of 9 members who are qualified voters of University City appointed by council. So, I mean, I think that means you're 18 and legally, does that mean you're actually a registered voter or just qualified to vote? I'm not sure what that means. So I'm concerned about maybe the chairperson's job should be maybe not a 14-year-old. I mean, I was just thinking that it might be a good idea to have maybe an adult, although let me be honest, I can't say that all adult organizations are run real well, but just from the legalities of how things work in the United States, of voting age, and you know, and then the question of liability with 14-year-olds on commissions, I think we should at least ask our city attorney about that. I think that needs to be addressed. It's also very unusual in the way this commission is set up. There's 4 additional members, the junior class president. It's fine. I like the junior class president. Staff member appointed by the city manager. The high school principal gets to pick someone. The thing that's unusual about this would be the only commission where a staff, all of our commissions have staff liaisons, but this would be the only commission where a staff member, a paid employee of the city, is actually a voting member of a commission. So I'm not sure if we want that. It's a little unusual. It's the only one of all the 39 commissions that we have that would actually have a voting person who is actually an employee. There's some county set ones that are a little, there's some like the TIF commissions and others that are a little unusual, but none that are ordinanced by University City. So that's another thing we might want to just take a quick look at. And then it's just the wording on some of these is borders on the, let's ask for the attorneys to, once you pass it, then you have to have an attorney to figure out what it means. The city council may appoint at any time its members for each commission. Now, each commission, does that mean we can do it? Does this just apply to these 2 commissions? Maybe we should clarify that it only applies to this commission. Okay, that it doesn't override all the rules for all the other commissions. And then it has something which, look, I'm kind of mathematical, but I have a hard time with this one. Council may appoint if to initial terms of greater or less than 2 years. Is there any limits on that greater or less than? Can you be appointed for 1 day? Can you be appointed for 200 years? I mean, that's the kind of thing attorneys deal with. It's like, we got to get the wording straight on that. However, after the expiration of initial term, the commission members so appointed also be appointed to 2-year terms. Well, so how many terms do you get? I mean, we've already set sort of the normal limit on terms is you get 2 terms. So I think that who gets the 1-year terms, who gets the 2-year terms. So anyway, I think there's a list of things here that need to be kind of looked at a little more carefully. In my view, this requires substantive change, and I would just ask that this be you know, sent back and reintroduced at the next meeting would be my suggestion.
Mr. Walker, did you get Mr. Kraft's notes?
Yes, Madam Mayor. I don't think it warrants being sent back. As I said, the former city attorney drafted this for the issues that council member Kraft is raising. They can be addressed prior to it being considered in final form. The commission members have done a tremendous amount of work, and I think that it's time to proceed.
And I would just like to clarify before we move on that the staff person appointed by the city manager, the staff person appointed by the high school principal, and the person who would represent a social service agency are not voting members, and that's so stated. Ms. Carr?
Along with some of the cited things that need to be corrected, I would note that under the section on the senior commission on senior issues, the commission is a 7-member, but in section B it says that that members shall serve a term of 2 years and may be appointed for a second consecutive term. And so they have 4 and 5, and that's 9, not 7. So I think that would need to be adjusted.
Ms. Pum, that was clarified in the bill that was presented on Wednesday. Wasn't that the case? It was in the notes that Ms. Carter and Ms. Self provided to you. If those did not make it into this bill, I apologize to Ms. Self and Ms. Carter, because that was one of the clarifications that was supposed to go into the bill that went out on Wednesday. Mr. Crow.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I do think that the issue, once again, is a worthy effort, but I have to concur with my colleague from the First Ward, Mr. Kraft, and mostly because I would say 80% of what Mr. Kraft mentioned tonight was what we mentioned during the study session. And I'm trying to figure out why we had a study session on this bill, raised all these points, asked the commission to take a look at them, and sounds to me like it was nice that we had a study session, but none of the questions that we asked really got addressed. So to me, I mean, I guess we want, if the next council meeting, if we want to take a vote on it, we can, but I think I'm going to have the same questions because Mr. Kraft and I think sort of are on the same page on this. We had concerns the last time, the July-August appointments, the terms, how this would work, and it seems to me like we're presented with the same issue that we were presented with at the study session. So I'm not sure why we had the study session if it wasn't to exchange ideas and see if we could have some impact on a bill that would then be acceptable to all the members of council.
Mr. Price?
Yeah, to the city manager, the attorney will either address or clarify to make sure the bill is in compliance. Is that correct?
That's correct, Councilmember Price.
And then I guess the last thing in my experience is because we have we're venturing into like uncharted territory of having a youth commission. So I understand that there'll be a lot of questions and et cetera, but I think that we just need to go down that road because what I find is when we do things to help the youth, it always appears that it's so complex. On one hand, we say we want to help the kids, and then on the other hand, it's like a lot of stuff comes up why we can't help young people. So I would just let the attorney and all my colleagues for questions that they need to get answered, make sure that they get that to the city manager. And then the attorney can, you know, address those. So when the bill comes back in its final stage, because this is introductory, then hopefully most of those will be resolved and we can go ahead and approve this in August.
Thank you, Mr. Price. Mr. Sharp?
I concur with Mr. Price.
Ms. Palm?
I just want to say that the, in the packet you did receive, it said, an appointee shall serve two additional terms. The remaining four appointments shall be for 2 years. So it did mention seven, not nine. So I don't know if you had the original one, but it was changed in the packet when you received.
Thank you for that clarification, Ms. Palm. Mr. Crow?
Mine's just more of a question probably to my colleagues, and that is that I'm happy if we keep this as introduced and then we were, but unless I'm misunderstanding my colleague, Mr. Kraft, that if this is introduced now and then we're coming up for the second and third reading at the next meeting, then we're gonna have a heck of a lot of amendments to this bill come August, which I would have to say to my colleagues, I think we all have an interesting it's always challenging for us as we try to move amendments through, particularly multiple amendments that may change some of the terms of this ordinance as it's been proposed. So, again, if it stays as written, I'm thinking that we're going to have some very substantial changes to this ordinance once it hits the floor for the second and the third readings, and we probably need to be ready for, I assume, a number of changes to it that may be a little bit complex as we try to get this ordinance passed.
I believe we are asking Mr. Walker to have the city attorney, Ms. Forster, look at it, and she will let us know whether or not some of the points brought up by Councilmember Kraft do need clarification. Mr. Sharp.
I am hoping that based upon what Mr. Price had said, that all of the questions that Mr. Kraft raised and those that Mr. Crow also has, and as they look at this, and I would hope that the attorney would clarify all of this. Mr. Walker, do you have all of the questions that Mr. Kraft has? And if not, Mr. Kraft, could you then give to Mr. Walker the questions that you have so that we could have the attorney to go over them and make sure that they are in line with whatever it is that we desire to do? Is that possible? Thank you.
Thank you. And Mr. Price?
Yeah, it appears that if the city clerk could, whatever she's looking at, if you could resend that out, because it's like people got something different from what you have.
This is the packet that y'all received. So, I mean, there was an ordinance sent out earlier through emails, but it never made it to council as a whole. This, what's in this packet is... But I just read from.
But can you send that back out in electronic version?
Okay, Ms. Plum, we'll resend the ordinance, Mr. Walker.
Madam Mayor, following up on the comments of Councilmember Sharp, what I would suggest is that the council proceed with introducing this ordinance this evening, and that if there are any questions, as Councilmember Kraft and Councilmember Crow and Councilmember Carr may have, if they get those to me by the end of the week, I will ensure that the city attorney addresses all of those prior to bringing it back to council for consideration.
Thank you. And Ms. Palm, am I correct that we have introduced and had the first reading?
You are correct.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kraft.
The other thing is more of just the way the ordinances are generally written in the city is each commission has its own ordinance. It's a little unusual to have two commissions in one ordinance. So my preference would be to see, I mean, the senior ordinance is pretty simple and straightforward, and I don't have any object or problems with the way it's written and how it's appointed. I mean, I'd rather see it divided into two ordinances. One that's clean and easy to pass, and the other one that needs to be fixed.
Mr. Walker.
Madam Mayor, through to Councilmember Kraft, I did discuss that with the previous city attorney, and he recommended that we have one ordinance. I did raise that question with him in terms of having the Senior and Youth Commission as part of one ordinance, but I will review that again with the new city attorney.
Mr. Price.
Right. My colleague, Mr. Kraft, I don't disagree with him on that. That I think both of these are two different functions. One for seniors and one for youth. And not blended together. Well, but the attorney's going to review that, correct?
Right. Mr. Walker said he did review that with the previous attorney, and he will review that again.
With the new attorney.
With the new attorney.
I will review that. I did raise that with the previous attorney, Councilmember Price, and he advised that combining them for some reason was advantageous. But I will discuss with the new attorney, and she may have a different opinion.
Okay, we now move on to citizen participation. We have one request to speak from Ms. Gloria Nickerson.
Good evening, Mayor, City Council, City Manager. I'm here today, Gloria Nickerson, 7576 Blackberry. I'm here representing the University City Summer Band. I am a board member of that. This is our 17th season, and we meet on Tuesdays. We will meet tomorrow night, July 9th, the 16th and 23rd at 7 p.m., at the Market in the Loop. And I noticed that this year we hadn't seen anyone from council or city government, so it's my responsibility to invite you all. And if you have any children and you bring them, we do let them conduct the last performance of the evening. And it's only for 1 hour, from 7 to 8. I'm sure you'll have a good time. Hope I can see you. Thanks.
Much. We now move on to council comments. Does any member of council have any comments? Mr. Price?
Yeah, to go back, the resident who came up about the flood and said don't mix the 5-year with the 10-year, to the city manager, what exactly is that referencing?
I am not sure. I think that the Corps of Engineers study had some differences with respect to the proposed or possible potential of purchasing certain properties depending upon funding levels. So I'm suspecting that that query relates to that.
Can we get some documentation to that effect? Is that in the Corps' report?
Madam Mayor, through to Councilmember Price, I'll see what information we can provide along those lines.
And then the second item, there was, want to thank my colleague, Ms. Carr, and Ms. Felton, and Ms. Houston, and Mayetta, and Gloria, and all those folks who worked on putting together the people to do the applications to MSD. And just a clarification, it was 100 people affected, and then there's another meeting where we sent out to 500 individuals. So I'm trying to get clear, the 500 or people who weren't affected, who could be, or is those 100 included in the 500?
The Councilmember Price, the 100 are included in the 500, and the 500 are those that could be affected. So you're right on both counts.
And then the purpose of the meeting with the 500 is to do exactly what?
Information. Provide them with information and address questions that city staff and MSD and representatives of other organizations will be there to do on Wednesday evening at 6:30 p.m.
So MSD will be there as well as who?
I don't have the complete listing in front of me, but MSD will be there. Perhaps Ms. Riganti, she can help me with that. MSD will be there. City staff will be there. There will people, you mentioned Ms. Felton and Ms. Houston and Ms. Weston and others will be there to help people fill out forms. Who are the other agencies that have been invited? I think representatives from Congressman Clay's office, representatives from
Ms. Caskill.
From Ms. McCaskill's office, and who else is going to be there?
Representatives from FEMA will have a person that will speak on the National Flood Insurance Program. We'll have somebody from United Way 211 program, and then we'll have resource tables available throughout the room. We'll have Salvation Army, Community Action Agency of St. Louis County, and United Way.
So will any of those folks from Congressman Clay Jr.'s office and Senator McCaskill, will they be in attendance at this session?
Yes.
Yes, we received confirmation that they will be in attendance.
Do you know whether, and I may be premature, but I might as well ask this, have they made any commitment to try to get funding?
They have not. They've made they've indicated to us that they would try to expand the disaster declaration that was issued earlier with the end date of the, was it the, it was early, it didn't include the 17th of June. They indicated that they would try to get that disaster declaration expanded to include our June 17th event, but they did not make any commitment to funding. The disaster declaration has to be issued first before we can have access to any kind of federal funds.
And then this is my last question. Was there any commitment of moving or getting a court to move its date up?
There was not.
Okay.
Ms. Carr?
I have a couple of items. At the last meeting, we asked the city manager and the city attorney to talk to the Human Relations Commission, and I was wondering, Mr. Walker, if you could advise us as to where we are with that.
We're still in the process of doing that. I actually have scheduled a discussion with Mr. Olander for tomorrow. I have discussed with the city attorney, so we're trying to coordinate everybody's schedule to do that, but I will be speaking to Mr. Olander again tomorrow. I have talked to the city attorney.
And we are going forward with the meeting with Chinooks?
Well, I guess that depends on the outcome of my discussions tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you very much. I would like to deeply thank Mr. Walker and Ms. Riganti for helping to put together this informational meeting. I would also like to thank Andrew Stern from the New City Fellowship for offering his services to help actually clean up some of the basements for people who don't have resources. Knowing that Mr. Stern and New City Fellowship is out there is actually a blessing. And another blessing to this city is Ms. Nova Felton, who keeps records like nobody's business and has now allowed us to go back and offer the help to the people that asked me to help them fill out MSD. As you probably know, MSD summarily turns down most of the requests for reimbursement, and so it's a squeaky wheel gets the grease kind of game. So I can't tell you how grateful we are that Ms. Felton was there in 2008 and there again, and also how grateful we are that the city has stepped up to offer these meetings for the flood victims. So thank you all very much, and I really do hope to see the channels cleared, and that is going to be my major push. I think that will go a long way to mitigating against some of these flash floods, and for some people, it's not enough, as Mrs. Patton and I have discussed. In her case, it will never be enough. She's too close to the river, and she has a slab house. But in other cases, if the flash floods are not, if the channels are not dammed with debris and underbrush, and if they do a regular maintenance on their channels, perhaps we won't see so many of these incidences.
Anybody else have anything to say?
Well, I was going to mention the flood meeting. We've obviously discussed that already. I had met with the staff members from Congressman Clay's office and the offices of Senator Claire McCaskill and Roy Blunt. I do think someone from Senator Roy Blunt's office will probably come. I was told that they hope to be there. I also met with the new director of MSD to express my personal plea that they come and share with us what they're planning to do in University City. Much of the work they're planning to do to deal with flooding will be over the next generation. We will be seeing MSD in the city, but they are doing work mandated by the EPA. That clean water work will not have any impact on the flooding. But I am glad they agreed to come to this meeting on Wednesday night and to answer questions. I'm also glad to have the federal delegation here. I also have been indicated that somebody will be here from Mr. Dooley's office in St. Louis County, and I also invited Ms. Irby and Mr. Dolan. I want to remind people that the Sutter-Meyer Society has its last open houses of the summer this Saturday and Sunday afternoon. If you haven't been to the Sutter-Meyer House, I encourage you to do so. It's looking beautiful, and it's a very good installation in that part of our community. And I remind people, too, that Fair Use City is coming up, and the next meeting for the Fair Use City Planning Committee is tomorrow night. And with that, Mr. Price.
Yeah, just one more question to the city manager, and I think this was asked a couple of meetings ago. If you could provide some clarification of ownership of the channel, because at the last meeting it was kind of MSD owns this, somebody else owns something, and the residents own something. And that was in my 16 years being here. I never heard the residents owned anything. So that disturbed me greatly, because it allows MSD to advocate its responsibility for the channel. So I just need to know where that came from. Show me something in writing. The last time we went through this, and Ms. Sharp, you can correct me, I don't think we saw it. Nobody could give anything in writing to say the residents owned anything. So to me, that's critical, that's important. We need to know that, so we know what direction we need to go. But we can't have MSD pushing its responsibility away for the channel, which it's responsible for and always has been. So it's sooner than later, if you can, you know, get that information.
Thank you. Mr. Price, I will say that MSD has said that they would speak on that issue in general terms at the meeting. They are limited by what they can say because of some ongoing litigation. I'm not sure what that's all about, but I know he's going to be able to speak in, quote, general terms on that issue. And with that, if there's nothing else, I will adjourn this meeting at 7:49. Thank you.